بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. In our last bayan, mention was made about several alamat or signs of Qiyamah, which Allah Ta'ala has revealed to Nabi Dawud alayhi salam. Besides those few which were mentioned, there are many other signs of Qiyamah, lesser signs of Qiyamah, which our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, and which are transpiring in our, right in our presence, but of which we are oblivious. Amongst these signs, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Watu ulima li ghayri deen." One, he said, that the deen will be taught for purposes other than the deen. But ilm will be acquired for purposes, objectives, other than the deen. وَأَتَىٰ الرَّجُلُ امْرَأَتَهُ. A man will obey his wife. He will follow all the desires, whatever the desires of the wife are, whether haram or haram, he will follow the and obey the wife. Another sign Nabi mentioned in this is وَأَقَىٰ أُمَّهُ. Man will be insolent, recklessly insolent towards his mother, in general towards his parents, insolent, disrespectful. وَأَدْنَىٰ صَدِيقَهُ. He will bring close to him his friend, whoever his friend is, and all the friends are of worldly type, he will bring them close. وَأَقْصَىٰ أَبَاهُ. And he will push his father far away. He will take the advice of the friend, that advice which will destroy him in this dunya and in the akhirah, and he will reject the advice and the instructions of his fathers. وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. And voices will be raised inside the masajid. Voices will be raised inside the masajid. وساد الكبيرة فاسقهم. And a community, a nation will appoint its worst counselor to be their leader. Then what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when such events transpire, فَانْتَجْلُوا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا وَزَلْزَلْزَلْ خَصْرًا وَمَصْرًا وَقَصْرًا. Then at such a time, you must await. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you must await what? Red winds, referring to hurricanes and tornadoes and cyclones, etc., as we see it's become an increasing trend in the dunya. وَزَلْزَلَةً. And earthquakes, all over the world, earthquakes are taking place. And stones will be hailed, will be rained upon people. It may either be destructive hailstones, or it may be real stones, as Allah Ta'ala had destroyed the people of Nabi Lut alayhi salam with brimstones which were rained from the Asman, and the earth, and there will be disfigurement. People's faces will become disfigured, like apes, comes in the hadith, apes and pigs. They will be, now that you can see the beginning, that the hearts of people are like apes and pigs. But even the faces will become like apes and pigs. And the earth will open up and swallow people and buildings like an earthquake. These are some of the signs. And the first sign in this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wa tu ulima li ghayri deen. Ilm of the deen will be imparted for objectives other than the deen. What is the objective of ilm deen? The purpose of ilm deen is not dunya. It's not to make money. It's not to gain fame and name. The purpose and objective of ilm is to get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and to make your preparation for the akhirah, to meet Allah Ta'ala. That is the own purpose. The purpose of ilm, it is not to gain leadership, not to gain any worldly thing. A person, a student, who studies with this intention, and all of them study with this intention nowadays, is the dunya. one become a mufti, one become a qazi, one become one will utilize the ilm in order to make money, and for that reason you find them. What they do, you'll find they have gone down to such an evil level. You find there the so-called ulama, the maulvis, and the sheikh, what they become workers for banks, for riba banks. They form sort of what they call Sharia boards, which are all riba boards. They are paid there by this kuffar, capitalist riba people, to churn out fatwas of jawaz, permissible fatwas for the haram products. You must imagine a bank, a riba bank. The worst kind of sin is a riba. Allah Ta'ala declared war on the people of riba. They pay ulama for what? They don't pay them for issuing fatwas of haram. They pay them only for issuing fatwas of halal. And by hook or crook, the riba product must be made halal. And for that, they pay. Then you get people, they say they are ulama. They are halal inspectors. They become halal inspectors. The Darul Ulums even send, while they are studying, they send them to learn how to inspect hot chickens being slaughtered. So there are many other who they pursue the ilm for worldly purposes. This is a great abuse of amanat. A great abuse of amanat, and there's absolutely little or no barakat in that ilm. That ilm will become a calamity, a wabal on the day of Qiyamah, not the purpose of ilm. The Quran was revealed for hidayat, for guidance. One wants to make money, he must pursue his worldly, secular objective. Become a carpenter and a plumber, and become a builder and become an engineer. But do not misuse this ilm for making money to go and proclaim haram products of the kuffar, halal. Their chickens and their haram meat and their haram, their riba and many other issues where they rope in the ulama with money. So because when the niyat is not correct at the time of pursuing ilm, then this happens. They become corrupt. For that reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned the asatiza. He warned the ulama who impart knowledge. He warned them and he said, The one who to one who is unfit for that ilm, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that ustad is like a person who garlands khanazir pigs with what? With diamonds and pearls and gold. He garlands pigs. So the duty of the ustad when he teaches is to not sit there and teach what, because he's doing a job, getting paid, that's why he's there, and so he's only concerned with that. He must come to the madrasa, he teaches and he goes. He's not at all concerned about the akhlaq, the character and development of the students. He has to keep them under observation and study his students, and if he sees a student is not fit for him, say, brother, you go now home, go look for a job. But this is not for you. These kitabs are not meant for you. And which student will be unfit is that when he learns a masala, he does practice on it. He does not implement it. He learns the thing about tahajjud, but he doesn't perform tahajjud. He learns about the thing, ishraq salah, dua salah, awabin salah, he doesn't practice it. He learns the thing that he understands how it's haram to cast evil gazes, but it continues then. So they are, this is the halat, the condition of the students nowadays in all of the Darul Ulums. For that reason, the end product you'll find is ulama su, corrupt ulama who destroy the deen, destroy themselves in the akhir, and destroy the entire ummah also.